WH.
W4DJW.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Still working. It never ends. You know how that works. Doing okay. We just loaded the pressure washer back on the truck to return it in the morning.
Oh, not work, but around the house work?
It's been all weekend working. Pressure washed the house, pressure washed the RV, pressure washed the four-wheeler, worked on Wally. We spent today inside the house. I got a new toy. It's a Dyson, what they call a V8. It's a little handheld vacuum cleaner. Oh, man, you talk about a machine.
That's Amy's thing. She loves Dyson vacuum cleaners. She's coming up with a new one all the time.
I believe what it will do had I not seen it for myself. I am sold.
So this is one of the handheld ones?
It's a V8 because it has 8 little cyclone doohickeys with it. Standby one. I'm trying to get out of a place that's muddy without tearing it up. Be right back, WD40YH. I got out and I didn't spin. Yee-haw.
Good deal. You got lots of rear wheels and front wheel drive too, right? You got 6-wheel drive?
It's all wheel drive whenever you engage it. That does come in handy.
Well, I just thought I'd say, I heard you in there, I thought I'd say, hey, I'm looking at adding the pre-check ins to the net report so that they don't have to switch between 2 different screens. And I heard you in there, just thought I'd say hello.
Oh, I got a little bit more stuff I got to do. I won't keep you for long. Did have an idea, though. I wanted to ask you about adding to the touch tone control system a way to reboot the modem through I.O. What it would do basically is operate a relay and turn the power off long enough to reboot it and then turn it back on. I'm thinking I'd wire it through a normally closed set of contacts so that you wouldn't have to hold the relay closed. You would just operate the relay when you wanted to reboot.
That'd be pretty simple. Just add it to one of those level shifters that Wyatt's working on that new board, the new breakout board that he's working on. Just have him add it to one of those.
I was going to put that over in the remote I.O. Because it don't have to be fast.
Okay, so how will I get to the through the network? You want me to go through the network? Yeah, you're going to teach me how that works, right? I got to send some packets or something through the network?
Landon has the details on it. I've got a piece of equipment, a piece of hardware that we're looking into right now to see if you can actually get the code to communicate with it. It's the Beckhoff stuff I was telling you about that you can add modules to it at will. So all we've got to do is determine whether or not you can connect to it and come up with the protocol it takes to talk to it. They make several different communications modules that go with that. I just happen to have this particular one that was tossed and still works. Got rescued.
Well, if you want to bring one by and he gets the libraries or whatever it is, the protocol, the libraries, whatever it needs for communication, I'll take a crack at it. That's just pure coding. That's no hardware to build, right? I mean, not on my end. On your end it would be, but not on my end.
Hook an Ethernet cable to it with the right communications protocol and tell it to do what you want it to do.
So if we're going to remote locate the Mophie, we can't use its... It's got 4 LAN ports. But if we're going to remote locate it, we can't use it for a hub, right?
And actually, Lynn and I talked about that as well. No, you won't be able to use it for a switch because it'll be however many thousand feet away. That's exaggeration, of course. We're going to run one piece of Ethernet cable to it. I've got a piece that's shielded, and I believe it's 24 gauge. It's pretty good size wire. Two of the pair will be used for the Ethernet. The other two pair will be used to get the 12 volts up there. So we shouldn't have any problems with power over Ethernet.
Okay. So we'll need a hub. I ordered a hub just in case we needed it. So I've got one. I've got a 5-port hub. If we and I can, like, plug everything in together the way the hub would be plugged in. To make sure that the MOFI can see the traffic. The MOFI needs to be on the LAN as well. So that power of Ethernet over Ethernet, one end of that cable needs to plug into the router. The other end plugs into the MOFI router to connect the two together. And then you've got to inject power somewhere in between there.
It's not a problem. I'll build an injection system for it to pull a cable. To pull the power off the two pairs that have power, and they simply won't be connected to the RJ45 connection that goes into the router itself. Same on the other end.
Okay. What's the ETA on that?
The system that we can climb the tower with and find you the best signal, we can build it.
Okay, I ordered that second antenna. It arrives between April the 16th and April the 21st, unless, you know, it could get bumped by something else. That's the way all of my orders have been working lately. They usually get bumped by a few days. So it's supposed to be between the 16th and the 21st.
So we need to find adapters so we can connect the antennas directly to the modem. And what we're going to do is mount the whole thing on a stick or a piece of pipe or something where it's all a unit. And we'll carry the battery separately and go to the altitude we think and plug it in and have it observed while we look.
Did you figure out what kind of a adapter you need, or can you buy those, or do you need to make one? Okay, there might be something on DigiKey or Mouser that already does that. I don't know why they use something other than an SMA there. I guess, well, if you look inside it, it's got like a Teflon seal on the inside to keep water out.
Use the Teflon, insulators for the high frequency. That's very common in those type of connections. And that antenna was probably designed for more than one purpose. So as far as the router is concerned, who knows why they chose that connector? I imagine that antenna was made for cell phone operations as well. Things like the cell phone amplifiers would use that same antenna.
W4DJW. Well, that's what it is. That's what we're using it for.
Cell phone amplifier doesn't have a diversity transceiver. Designed a little bit different, and that connector actually would fit it.
Oh, an amp. Okay, yeah, we're not using an amp. Okay. Well, when that other antenna gets here, you're gonna have that MOFI back over here before that, so I can hook all that up?
Get back to you tomorrow.
Okay. If it's raining, I don't know if it's going to be raining, but the back lid on the truck is unlocked. You can open it and set it inside the back of the cab, and it's pretty well protected from the elements.
I think it's supposed to clear up in the morning. I've got to return the pressure washer so I don't get charged for another day, and I figured what I'd do is return that to you at the same time or somewhere a little bit after that.
Okay, I'll probably be working, but that'll work.
Well, what else is going on?
Just trying to wrap up the work on the net stuff, so I can get back focused on the repeater stuff.
We were talking about needing to get back to the brackets and the antenna system on the tower. The weather's starting to be suitable for that kind of stuff, so we got a list that keeps growing, and we're not getting rid of any of it.
That and the link antenna, I think it's going to have to go on the tower, too.
Put it in the same place as we put the modem. And right now, what I've got in mind is a Larson antenna base mounted to a piece of material that's mounted to the tower that has a mobile whip on it. Probably a quarter wave or so is all it's going to take once we get up there. Walkie-talkie will tell the story.
Is that going to have a DC ground?
That antenna it does. We could modify. I'm trying to think if we've got one of the old 6-1 folded dipoles. I got a new one. I don't want to cut it up. But if we had an old one, we could turn it into a 2-bay folded dipole and use it.
That would be ideal.
If we can't get the DC ground like we want, we'll put a polyphaser on it.
Yeah, those things can sometimes be trouble.
One of them cost us an amplifier one time. So definitely, if you put one in, it's not rated for the power that you're applying to it, which was the case. It'll hurt you.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get back and see if I can get these two pieces of code merged and working.
I got a little bit more to do. I'll talk to you a little bit. Kind of keep an eye on the weather in case you already know it. It looks like it potentially could be interesting. I'm curious to see if it's going to go south of us or come across us.
Okay. We'll do that. You be careful. Stay safe. Good talking to you, WD4DYH, W4DJW.
Have a good night, WD4DYH.